Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2657, 6 Ways to Strengthen Your Retirement Savings This Year, by Stacker with RadicalFire.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Thanks so much for joining today. I have another article that can help you optimize your finances, just like each and every day, rain or shine. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 6 Ways to Strengthen Your Retirement Savings This Year, by Stacker with RadicalFire.com. Coming out of one of the most volatile years on record for the stock market, investors are looking for ways to take back some control over their investments, especially the savings they're putting away for retirement. We've analyzed common retirement savings best practices from sources including the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp and the Securities and Exchange Commission, along with reports from reputable news and financial institutions, so that you don't have to. Think of these suggestions as a kind of spring cleaning for your finances. Much like other important things in life, your savings need occasional maintenance to ensure they're working as hard as possible to fund the future you hope for after retirement. Number 1, assess and update your net worth and budget. It's commonly said that acting on emotions is a terrible way to make important financial decisions. And that recommendation extends to if you feel you've stockpiled enough savings. Instead of going on how secure you feel, sit down and go over all the numbers to give an accurate calculation of your net worth. Calculating your net worth isn't just about looking at the bottom line on your financial statements. A true net worth calculation means totaling all of your assets, including, crucially, your home, and subtracting liabilities, such as student loans, credit card debt, and mortgages. By doing the work to figure out this number, as well as updating it from time to time, you'll have a much clearer picture of where you currently stand financially. That number can also color how you set your retirement goals, as well as how you plan to achieve them. Seeing a concrete figure for your net worth also helps to inform what a responsible day-to-day budget should look like. If you're falling behind on your goals, it'd be wise to adjust how you spend your income. Number 2, prioritize paying down debt. Another benefit to calculating your net worth is that you gain a clear sense of how much debt you're carrying. Socking away $1 million in the bank sounds nice, but that 7-figure bank balance is nothing more than a mirage if you owe $2 million on credit cards. It can be difficult to plan strategically for retirement if you're carrying too much debt. Facing a mountain of bills can also tempt you to dip into retirement savings and delay building your nest egg. One strategy popularized by Dave Ramsey is the debt snowball method. With this method, you continue to pay the minimum required balance on all your debts, but any cash you can set aside is applied to the debt with the lowest balance. Once that debt is paid, you apply all the money spent on the cleared debt to the next lowest amount. Simply paying down debt can go a long way towards improving your financial situation, but not all debt is the same. Estimates vary, But an August 2022 report from McKinsey says the average yearly return from U.S. stock market investments from 1800 to today is 6.5% to 7%. That suggests that it may be better to focus a debt snowball on loans with interest rates above 7%. Number three, cut unnecessary subscription expenses. Many tech products aim to provide a seamless experience, meaning they aim to make it as easy as possible to sign up for a service or purchase a product. Streaming services have made it exceptionally easy to click a couple of buttons and sign up for a new service so you can binge watch whatever you're fascinated by next. But a few months later, it's equally easy to forget you agreed to ongoing payments in exchange for seeing just one season of some now forgotten series. Many subscription service fees seem like small monthly amounts, but when bundled together, they could be taking a serious bite out of your income. One writer found that by canceling all the services she didn't use on a weekly basis, she lowered her monthly expenses by over $450. If she put all that money into a stock market index fund and never touched it again, she could end up with over $41,000 for retirement in 30 years. Number four, top up your emergency fund. Some important details of your financial life do not necessarily appear in your net worth calculation, like liquidity. You might be worth $300,000, but if all that money is tied up in the value of your home, you'll be hard-pressed to find the cash if an expensive, urgent situation comes your way. The money's not in your bank account, and getting access to it, like through a home equity line of credit, comes with its own costs and time delays. Financial advisors suggest you keep an emergency cash fund available for unexpected expenses. The traditional advice is to have 3 to 6 months worth of expenses saved in that account. So if your expenses have gone up or you're at the lower end of that range, consider increasing your contributions to your rainy day stash. Having this financial cushion will help prepare you for unforeseen crises so you don't have to turn to retirement savings for emergency cash. Number five, max out or increase your 401k contribution. A well-known benefit of a 401k program is that the money contributed from your paycheck isn't taxed as income until you withdraw it after age 59 and a half. So if you get paid 40 grand yearly after taxes and contribute 5,000 of that for your 401k, you're only on the hook to pay taxes on the remaining 35 grand this year. The plans also let investors contribute towards their retirements automatically via direct deduction from their paychecks. That way, the money is squirreled away before it hits your bank account, so you won't even have to think about it or be tempted to spend it. Perhaps the biggest bonus to 401k plans is that some full-time employers offer matches to employee contributions, at least up to a certain level. But nearly a quarter of all employees eligible for that free money from their employer don't set aside enough money to maximize the employer contribution. In December 2022, President Biden signed an appropriations bill into law that includes a set of provisions known as Secure 2.0 that will impact retirement savings plans. One of the provisions requires employers to automatically enroll workers into new company retirement plans at no lower than a 3% rate starting in 2025. Take some time this year to review how your plan is set up. If you're expecting a raise, consider applying most or all of it towards your retirement savings. You may not even notice a missing increase in your regular paycheck, and you'll be setting yourself up for a more relaxing retirement. And number six, resolve to advance an existing savings goal or start a new one. Saving for retirement, like many personal goals, is not a competition against anyone else. But like other goals, sometimes you need to stretch your horizons to continue to grow. It's possible that your needs in retirement may be considerably less than you initially planned, especially if you've downsized your home or have adjusted your aspirations to be a bit more frugal. In other cases, many experience lifestyle creep, an endless cycle of buying things you don't need, usually for more than you need to pay, just to keep up experiences. People often find that if they've steadily upgraded their lifestyle habits over the years, they'll need even more money in retirement than they initially planned. If you realize your expenses in retirement might be higher, consider an increase in how much you set aside from each check towards retirement. Keeping your future needs in mind can lead to financially wise decisions today. You just listened to the post titled, 6 Ways to Strengthen Your Retirement Savings This Year by Stacker with RadicalFire.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. When it comes to building wealth, I think it's important to be mindful of the gap. The gap is the difference between your income and your expenses, and your wealth building is dependent on growing the gap. This is done through reducing your expenses, budgeting, tracking your expenses, and otherwise being mindful about spending, as well as increasing your income. You also want to protect the gap through good financial planning, an emergency fund, and proper insurance. But the real fun begins when you deploy the gap. This is how you really put your money to work. You deploy the gap through paying off debt, creating a strong cash cushion, and most importantly, investing your money. There are so many frugal people out there who are great at staying away from debt, minding the gap, and saving their money, but they're too scared to invest it. Here's the thing. Wealthy people buy assets. They understand that money can make more money, and money can always work harder than you can. You can invest in stocks, bonds, real estate, and even your own business. But when you're first starting out, I would encourage you to prioritize investing in your tax-advantaged retirement accounts. Your money simply grows faster when pesky taxes aren't getting in the way. Invest in your 401k, IRAs, and HSA, and start building wealth today. But that brings us to the end for today. Thanks so much for listening all the way through. And I'll catch you tomorrow on our next episode, where your optimal life awaits.